woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call.
It's a very special Dr. Kevin Most appearance. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better. I have edema on my thigh. By making medicine better. And Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. Thanks for doing this on a Friday. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. You know, Andrea and Dave were talking about fireworks, I think it was yesterday morning, and I thought, wow, I dropped the ball and didn't tee this one up earlier, so I apologize.
Oh, please. This guy puts out like 5 or 6 pages of notes that the listeners can read every week, you know, on whatever we talk about on the air.
Absolutely.
So you have nothing to apologize for. All right, so fireworks. Look, fireworks and safety don't sound like two words that should go together, but there are things you can do because we accept the reality that people are going to go and do this in their neighborhoods all over. So what are some simple things to keep in mind?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm down in North Carolina right now where fireworks are legal, and I can tell you it's every corner you can buy fireworks. So in Illinois where they're not legal, be really careful about what you're purchasing, because at least buy legal fireworks because they at least have been checked. So that's probably one of the most important things for people that are going to do it.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. So drive over the border, get the ones from the stores that have to follow some sort of regulations.
Correct. Versus the guy in the parking lot that you're buying it out of the back seat of his car.
There you go.
Or his trunk, yep. But that's just a general topic. Really, what we're more concerned about is how can we keep individuals safe when doing something, like you said, that is unsafe. You know, and you said fireworks safety, those two don't go together so much. I'd say that fireworks safety and alcohol go together even worse. So just kind of be careful there, because you know, you want to celebrate on the holiday, but we want to keep you as well as the people around you safe if you are going to use these things that can be potentially dangerous.
Every time I was taking a road trip to Atlanta a couple of years ago and driving, and I was in southern Kentucky, and one of my favorite billboards ever, next exit, fireworks, guns, alcohol, and gas.
Yeah, in that order.
All in one convenient stop.
Yeah.
Andre, what do you want to ask, Doc?
Doc, those, when we were younger, yeah, our parents never wanted us to play with any sort of, you know, firecracker.
Oh, at your house.
Especially sparklers.
My father called me the ignition.
Snakes. Are those okay for kids? I mean, are the sparklers okay and the little things, the poppers and
no.
The snakes? Okay.
No. That's the biggest one I would be concerned about is sparklers. Kids love sparklers. Even you see these little kids running around with them. We have to realize that these things are burning at 1,500 degrees. They can easily do damage to skin. The particles that are being pushed off can do damage to the eyes. And you have young children that really don't have a good sense of what it is and how hot it is, and they're running around with these things. So not only can it do damage to themselves, they can do damage to others. You know, I really recommend parents stay away from sparklers and give the kids glow sticks. Give them something that they can have fun with, that they're not going to harm anybody.
Yeah, and by the way, those glow sticks are going to last for a while, and your 7-year-old's going to go, well, this is more fun anyway.
You can get a tube of those at the dollar store and make them like glow bracelets, too, or glow necklaces.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
At Andrea's House of Crafts?
From the dollar store.
Okay.
They can have fun. They can have a lot of fun things to do with them. But probably another one of the big things is goggles. You know, we'll spend hundreds of dollars on fireworks, but yet we won't take a couple dollars to buy eye protection for everyone that's going to be around.
That's a good point.
Because damage to the eyes is probably one of our biggest concerns.
I wear a welder's helmet all weekend, 4th of July. It's because my neighborhood's not safe.
What about damage to the ears with fireworks for little kids like Abigail Grace?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Should little kids go to fireworks shows?
No, you know, if they are, make sure that they're back far enough. You know, you have hearing that's developing right now, and like we're going to talk about Monday, the importance of the hearing in their ears for our balance as well. And also, don't forget about your dogs, to be honest with you. I mean, hate to be like Steve Dale or whatever, but dogs have very sensitive ears as well. So kids and dogs, keep them away from those firecrackers. They can do damage to the ears.
I thought about that. Steve Dale would have covered it. Mm-hmm. Steve Dale's going to think you're taking his act. All right, now there's all sorts of fireworks you can buy. You got your bottle rockets, you got your bigger ones, but then a few of these are duds. If you have a firework that you light and it doesn't go off, what do you do? Move?
No. First thing,
move. Because it may go off eventually, and who's going to go pick it up?
It could, and that's the thing. Someone's going to run, and some of these kids go, oh, that one didn't go off, and they'll run and pick it up because they don't know any better. You know, those are the ones that adults have to be right on top of. Have water there, douse it with water, and then take it and put it into a water source to really just make sure that it's out and cannot be relit again.
Like a water bucket.
Because, see, we had a cousin named Dougie who was responsible for all these things.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's go get Dougie.
Right. Because what often will happen is that wick will go out, and now you have a shorter fuse, and you don't have people light them. They don't have time to throw them. They don't have time, and that's when you get damage done to your hands, which is very concerning.
What was the name of that NFL lineman?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago.
Completely changed his career and his life.
Yeah, I mean, he's bounced back from it, but he lost his right index finger.
Yeah, and he messed up his hands in general.
Yeah, he missed, I think, about half the season in 2015.
Burns, let's say the worst thing happens and you get some superficial burns. What's a burn treatment look like?
Well, you know, if it's just a simple, close, superficial burn, you know, putting cold water on that and then putting ice on it like you would for any thermal burn. But be really careful if it's a burn around the eye. We want to see those in the emergency room because although you may think that it's just the skin around the eye, often these particles can get into the eye and cause corneal abrasions and cause irritation. And try not to treat that at home and try not to let the child rub their eye. Burns that blister, we want to see as well because people always say, do I break the blister? Do I not break the blister? What do I do? So we need to make sure that we check that as well.
All right, let's go through a couple picnic items as well. You know, big 4th of July cookout sort of weekend. You're leaving food outside in the sun, you're asking for trouble, right? So even if you place it on an ice bed, you're in trouble?
Well, really, we kind of look at saying anything that's out in the sun for 4 hours, if it's on an ice bed, the stuff down close to the ice bed is going to stay cool, but that's not necessarily what's going to happen to the food on the top where it's actually being scooped from. So 4 hours in any sun, even on an ice bed, I would say be very, very careful and kind of stay away from it. You know, the big one that people don't really realize that's kind of interesting is watermelons. You know, this is a great watermelon time, but you can't imagine how much bacteria is on the outside of a watermelon. But how many people wash that 10-pound watermelon?
You're going to ruin watermelon for me? Wait a minute.
I'm just going to tell you to wash the outside.
So rinse off the outside of your watermelon.
Correct. And do a heavy kind of a good scrub on it as well, because bacteria that have been sitting in the soil can get on that. You don't even notice it. Now that's on your hand. You're not really concerned about eating the watermelon, but now you have that bacteria on your hand.
I actually take the 10-pound watermelon in the shower with me. You know, and
I was going to say, shower it down. I don't know if this makes a difference, Dr. Most. I usually put M80s in the watermelon. We stand in a circle, and when it explodes, we all get watermelon.
Right, everybody eats.
Is that what you
the
have
bacteria gone then? The what?
The glass of vodka that you hold there?
You're yes.
You know, you brought up something else, and I forgot about this before we leave fireworks, and John's highly insightful question just reminded me of it, and that is that we have designated drivers. There ought to be a designated fireworks person that's not drunk.
Right.
Absolutely, 100%. And to be honest with you, you know, going back to the sparklers, each child should have a designated adult that watches them.
Right.
You get 5-6 kids running around with sparklers, unfortunately, something bad's going to happen, and you're going to live with that the rest of your life saying, how stupid were we to sit and drink beers while we were watching these kids run around with these things? They can still have fun, but make sure you have great supervision.
All right, let's get back to food poisoning. Deviled eggs, no?
No, no way.
They're nasty, you know, anyway.
They're so gross.
They are.
Oh, I love them.
Nasty.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
And they stink, too.
Well, you know, any kind of egg product I'd be really careful with, although deviled eggs, they are cooked, but you still have other mustard and creams in there that can cause bacteria to generate pretty quickly toxins that are going to cause major stomach problems.
How about the potato salads, you know, anything with mayonnaise? How long should those sit out before you really shouldn't eat them?
Well, it depends. Do you want to get rid of the people that have been at your house all day?
Our family, we're doing a party on Sunday, and I know the food's going to be out from 2 o'clock until whenever, and then late at night everyone goes back and starts, you know, eating again.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of, you know what, unless you're in the middle of a park, keep your food inside the house. People can eat outside, but keep it inside the house for them to come and get it. To put it out on tables and sit in the sun doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. And then the other thing, Caesar salads, which are great at this time of the year, that's a salad I only get at a restaurant. When you have raw eggs in the sun, it's not a good combination.
I blame the chickens. And as far as barbecuing, your meat, your you know, grilling out in general, cook everything to what temp?
160, and that's another interesting one. You know, when people cook for their family, they're cooking 3-4 burgers, and they know kind of the timing of it. But now when you have 20 people over at your house and there's people in line waiting for it, we have a propensity to undercook food. So just be really careful there. The E. coli in that back in there is not good. But I don't want to be a downer for anybody. But
well, you've already accomplished that.
I was going to say this
no,
is over.
Not,
I can't
no.
even eat a deviled egg.
Okay.
Bring on Labor Day.
Mr. Watermelon Exploder.
It's let's just be safe and let's just think a little bit. And I think, you know, kids will be safer with the fireworks if we really think about it. And John, you made a point that, you know, M80s, I hate that thing.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of noise. It can do a lot of damage. And like you said, you know, we've had NFL football players who have had their digits blown off. So you can imagine the damage that can do to a child.
Now, if you happen to be in North Carolina in the greater Raleigh neighborhood, or area, I should say, and you get to Doug's neighborhood, all of his guests are wrapped in bubble wrap and are 1,000 uh-huh. yards away from anything exploding or that yeah. uses a mayonnaise base. Because he has a safe party. No, listen, I've known Doc for a long time. He and I are friends. He's a good time.
But let me just clarify something, Doc. You said, and you need us to go over the border to get the legal fireworks and bring them back where they are illegal?
That's exactly what he said.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he's suggesting, because he knows you're going to blow them up. So at least do it the right way by smuggling them into Illinois.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm going to write you a new song, Doc Mose.
Okay.
We ruined the 4th of July. Christmas, say bye-bye.
Have a great weekend, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks, you guys.
It's Dr. Kevin Mose, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Those are all sensible, logical moves.
I never thought about watermelon.
I never thought about watermelon.
No,
either.
I know.
And even though I do shower with watermelon.
I
wasn't
anyway.
A safety
watermelon
thing.
Watermelon on a rope.
it wasn't weird. Even a safety thing. I just like taking a watermelon into the shower with me. You know, some people have those animals, those comfort animals. I have a comfort vegetable or fruit.
I like how you say, you know. No, we don't.
I'm trying to board an airplane with a 10-pound watermelon. People go, what's wrong? I go, listen,
especially
I get a little anxious.
Slipping all over the place with this thing under your arm.
It makes it tough to shave.